In this bulletin, Victoria records 12 new COVID-19 cases and one death. Donald Trump returns to the campaign trail. And in tennis, former world number one Andy Murray and three others elected to the ATP's Player Council. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Victoria has recorded 12 new COVID-19 infections and one death. Metropolitan Melbourne's 14-day rolling case average has increased slightly from 9.9 to 10, but it's remained steady in regional Victoria at 0.4. The number of cases in Melbourne with an unknown source is now 13. Meanwhile, Victorian Labor MPs are being urged to cross the floor when the opposition moves a vote of no confidence in Premier Daniel Andrews. New South Wales has detected 7 new locally acquired cases and 6 cases in hotel quarantine. Tasmania's Premier Peter Gutwin says the state is still on track to open its borders to travellers from low-risk jurisdictions in late October. Tasmania will reopen to South Australia, WA, Queensland, the Northern Territory and the ACT on the 26th of October, with all travellers to undergo temperature checks when they arrive. Mr. Gutwin says health officials are continuing to monitor the situation in New South Wales closely, with a decision to be made on resuming travel with the state by the 19th of October. But he says Tasmania's borders will stay shut to Victorians until at least December.
We won't put Tasmanians at risk, and the health, safety and wellbeing of Tasmanians is the first and foremost thought in our minds. And in terms of Victoria, certainly for the time being, Victoria will remain closed to Tasmania.
Tasmania was the first jurisdiction in Australia to shut its borders and last recorded a COVID-19 case around 2 months ago. The New South Wales government is set to face a vote of no confidence after it was revealed Premier Gladys Berejiklian had a relationship with a former MP at the centre of a corruption probe. Labor will put the motion to State Parliament today after Ms Berejiklian admitted to the state's anti-corruption body that she'd been in a close personal relationship with former Liberal MP Darryl Maguire for 5 years, including after his forced resignation in 2018. After facing the ICAC hearing into Mr Maguire's allegedly corrupt business dealings, Gladys Berejiklian admitted that the relationship was a mistake, but she insists she's done nothing wrong. Donald Trump has returned to the campaign trail for the first time since contracting coronavirus. Mr. Trump spent 3 nights in hospital earlier this month, but a White House doctor says he's now tested negative for COVID-19 on consecutive days. The 74-year-old is seeking to put the illness behind him as new polls show him losing more ground to Joe Biden in 2 battleground states that could decide the November election. Taking the stage at a campaign rally in Sanford, Florida, Mr. Trump has thanked his supporters for their well wishes.
It's great to be back in my home state, Florida, to make my official return to the campaign trail. I am so energized by your prayers and humbled by your support. We've had such incredible support. And here we are. But we're going to finish. We're going to make this country greater than ever before.
Yorta Yorta woman Sheena Watt is set to make history as Labor's first female Aboriginal MP in the Victorian Parliament. The 36-year-old will be sworn in as an upper house MP for the Northern Metropolitan Region this afternoon, filling the vacancy left by former Health Minister Jenny Markakos. Ms. Watt says as Victoria emerges from the coronavirus pandemic, it's more important than ever that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are represented in the Parliament. And in tennis, former world number one Andy Murray and three others have been elected to the Association of Tennis Professionals Players Council to replace the Novak Djokovic-led group who resigned from the body to form a breakaway union. Well, now the weather across Australia for today. Perth, mostly sunny, 29. Adelaide, sunny and 26. Melbourne, drizzle at times and 16. Hobart, a shower and 15. Canberra, possible shower, 25. Wollongong, sunny and 25. Similar in Sydney, 27. Newcastle, also sunny, 28. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 28. Cairns, a shower or two, 31. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.